Rand Paul floats Elon Musk for House Speaker, Disrupt the Swamp. By Wendell Hussebo on December 19, 2024. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, floated Elon Musk on Thursday as the next Speaker of the House. Musk, President-elect Donald Trump's chief to cut government waste, successfully placed tremendous pressure on Republican House leadership to scrap Wednesday's spending measure in a series of ex posts. House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Democrats filled the continuing resolution with a large amount of pork that mirrored an omnibus bill, Breitbart News's Bradley J. reported. Johnson's 1,547-page year-end spending deal, released Tuesday night after days of extended deadlines, fell apart in less than 24 hours as Republicans of all ideological stripes turned on the bill over its contents and Johnson's mishandling of negotiations and the rollout. Conservatives, moderates, loyal rank-and-file Republicans, and even a committee chairman savaged the bill for giving far too much to Democrats. President-elect Donald Trump and soon-to-be Vice President J.D. Vance released a statement Thursday afternoon urging Republicans to pursue a clean continuing resolution with only an add-on addressing the debt ceiling. Following the collapse, Paul appeared to back Musk for Speaker. "The Speaker of the House need not be a member of Congress," Paul posted on X. "Nothing would disrupt the swamp more than electing Elon Musk. Think about it, nothing's impossible. Not to mention the joy at seeing the collective establishment, aka Uniparty, lose their ever-loving minds. Johnson's speakership appears to be in jeopardy." Punchbowl reported Wednesday evening on Johnson's precarious position. Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, already said he wouldn't back Johnson for Speaker. Massey had been leaning that way but said this latest CR debacle was a tipping point. "And we hear from multiple sources there are more Republicans, at least two, who are in Massey's camp. Some Johnson critics are already privately floating names behind the scenes of alternatives they'd prefer for Speaker, such as House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan or House Majority Whip Tom Emmer. Jordan and Emmer both ran for Speaker after the conference ousted Kevin McCarthy. They both lost. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise could also be in the mix." Arizona GOP Representative Eli Crane told us he was undecided about voting for Johnson and confirmed there's talk behind the scenes about a potential alternative. Representative Paul Gosar, Republican Arizona, is leaning no, we're told. Reps. Eric Burleson, RMO, and E. Ogles, Republican Tennessee, and Corey Mills, Republican Florida, have been noncommittal. Representative Victoria Spartz, Republican Indiana, is always a wild card. Trump provided a path on Thursday for Johnson to save his job as Speaker in the next Congress. Trump's roadmap for Johnson appears to set a series of reasonable demands, although achieving Trump's requests might be difficult to achieve in the context of a potential government shutdown before Christmas. Johnson will easily remain Speaker if he acts decisively and tough and eliminates all of the traps being set by Democrats in the spending package, Trump told Fox News's Brooke Singman. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X at Wendell Hussebo or on Truth Social at Wendell Hussebo.